Welcome to Lesson 8 of How to Understand Quranic Grammar Series. Two lessons ago, we started with the Arabic verb, and we have been learning how to deal with the Arabic verb through discussing four topics, which will make understanding Quranic verbs and dealing with them much easier. And we started with pronouns, and we learned about separated and attached pronouns. And today we'll learn about the hidden pronouns. But this topic will go hand in hand along with the verb conjugation. So let's get started. First of all, in Arabic, hidden pronouns means الضمير المستتر. And they're called hidden since they are understood in the sentence and they're even translated without actually existing in the sentence. So they are there, but hidden. Now let's have a look at this example to understand this even better.
وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ.
As we can see, this example starts with a simple structure. And if you look at the translation of this verse, you'll find out that it says, and he taught Adam the names, all of them. So now you might be wondering, where did the pronoun he come from? Now we know that in Arabic, he means huwa, like we learned in the previous two lessons. But we have no huwa at all in this sentence. And the answer is, well, this is an example for a hidden pronoun in Arabic. And the first thing we learn about hidden pronouns is that they are hidden within the verb itself. So the word عَلَّمَ means he taught, not just taught. So the hidden pronoun will be integrated in the verb itself. And now the question here is, does the pronoun have to be hidden all the time? And the answer is no. Sometimes you can just mention the pronoun before the verb, and it would give the exact same meaning, like in these examples.
ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا.
Here in this example, the verb is تَقْتُلُونَ, which means you kill. And if you look before it, you will see the pronoun أنتم, which means you. So as you can see, we can still use the separated pronoun before the verb to convey the same meaning. And on a side note, and before you start thinking that the Quran contains superfluous words, there are of course differences that are related to the بلاغة of the sentence when it comes to using the pronoun or not using the pronoun. So of course, these differences are outside the scope of this lesson, so I'm not going to point them out in this lesson. So now the only question remains is, how does this work? How can we hide a pronoun inside a verb? Well, in Arabic, whenever you conjugate a verb in any tense, a hidden pronoun will automatically be understood from the conjugation of the verb, all the time. Like in our previous example about عَلَّمَ, it will always mean he taught, since it is integrated in the meaning of this verb. So the conjugation of the verb contains the pronoun which you should understand from the sentence, even if it is not mentioned. But what does it really mean to conjugate a verb? Well, consider the verb play in English as an example. We can conjugate it to past, present, and future. So if we choose to conjugate it into present, and you want to use it with a third person singular pronoun, which is he in this case, you will have to apply a conjugation rule to it by adding a suffix, which is in this case an s that is added to the end of the verb. So it becomes plays, he plays. This means that the S at the end of the verb reflects the number, so in this case it is singular, and it also tells us that it is third person. So in English, a verb can be conjugated according to their tense or time, and then from each time or tense, they are conjugated when they're used with certain pronouns. So let's apply this knowledge on the Arabic verbs. Arabic verbs are conjugated into past, present, and imperative. And in Arabic, past means ماضي and present means مضارع and imperative means أمر. So as you can see, there is no conjugation that is dedicated only for the future tense like we'd seen with English. And in this lesson, we're going to learn how to conjugate verbs in the past form. So to conjugate a verb in the past, we'll have to add some prefixes or suffixes to the verb to reflect the gender, number, or other similar aspects of the verb. And to learn the Arabic verb conjugations in the past, we'll use the most basic Arabic verb as an example. This verb is فعل, and it means did. So we'll be adding and changing things to it to conjugate it with different pronouns, or hidden pronouns. So to conjugate a past verb with أنا, or I, you are going to add to, and the letter before it will have سكون on top. So you will be turning the verb فعل into فعلت. And similarly, نصح into نصحت. Like in this example.
وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم.
So here the verb that is conjugated is نصحت. And we know that because it ends with to, and before it there is a سكون, which also indicates that the original form of the verb, or the infinitive, is نصح. Moving on to the next conjugation, which is to conjugate it with أنت or you. And in this case, you're going to add تاء, and before it, there will also be سكون. So you would then turn فعل into فعلت. Like in this example.
قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم.
The next conjugation would then be with هو, or in English, he. And in this case, you don't have to add anything to the verb, because the verb as it is would also mean he did. So, فعل means he did. And similarly, نصر means he helped. Like in this example.
لقد نصركم الله في مواطن كثيرة.
So here, نصر means he helped. And the suffix at the end of this verb, كُم, as we learned in the previous lesson, means you in the object position. So نصركم would mean he helped you. The next conjugation is with هي, which means in English she. And in order to conjugate the verb with هي, you would only add ت with سكون to the end of the verb. So you would turn فعل into فعلت.
كسب
into كسبت. Like in this example.
ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت.
Next is the conjugation with the dual form huma, or in English, they. And for this, we'll only add alif to the end of the verb. So you would turn fa'ala into fa'ala, qala into qala. Notice that this verb ends with alif, so you're going to extend it a little bit longer than if you have only a fatha to the end of it. So one more time, qala will turn into qala, like in this example.
قال ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى.
The next dual conjugation is with أنتما, or in English, you. And in this case, you're going to add تما to the end of the verb, and the letter that comes before it will have sukun, so fa'ala will become fa'altuma. And learning this type of conjugation is not very important because it was mentioned in the Quran in only one place, which is this example.
وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا.
Next is the first conjugation with plural pronouns. نَحْنُ or we. And for this conjugation, you will add نَ to the end of the verb, and before it, you will also have سُكُون. So you would then turn فَعَلَ into فَعَلْنَا, and also نَصَرَ into نَصَرْنَا, like in this example. Notice here how we are adding هَ at the end of the verb, since we can add more than one suffix to the end of the verb to build up the meaning, like we've learned last time.
وَنَصَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا.
Next is the conjugation with هُمْ, or in English, they. And for this, you're going to add waw, alif, and before them, you're going to turn the fatha at the end of the verb into dhamma. So you would then turn fa'ala into fa'alu, like in this example.
والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله.
Here we see three verbs that have the same ending to indicate that they are all conjugated for the same pronoun. Next is the conjugation with the pronoun هن, which is the feminine version of هم, and it is also translated in English into they. And for this conjugation, you will only add نَ to the end of the verb, and before it, you will have سُكُون. So you would turn فَعَلَ into فَعَلْنَ, like in this example.
فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ.
Next is the conjugation with أنتم, or in English, you. And for this conjugation, you're going to add تُم to the end of the verb, and before it, you will have سُكُون. So you would then turn فعل into فعلتم, كسب into كسبتم, like in this example.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم.
And finally, the conjugation of أنتن, which is the feminine form of أنتم. And it will also be translated in English into you. And for this conjugation, you're going to add تن to the end of the verb. And before it, you will have
تن.
So,
فعل
will turn into
فعلتن.
راود would turn into
راوتن.
Like in this example.
قال ما خطبكن إذ راوتن يوسف عن نفسه.
And before you think that this is too much or it is too overwhelming, the good news is that these rules are quite regular and they are applied to the majority of the past verbs that you will find in the Quran. And the most important tip that you can get out of this lesson is that you should not learn all of them at the same time. So you should start with the singular conjugation and try to find them in the Quran, and then move on to the dual conjugation and also try to apply them and find them when you read the Quran. And last, you should then move on to the plural conjugation and try to memorize them and find them in the Quran. And to help you with the process of learning these conjugations, I made a practice worksheet for you that you can use to train with these conjugations. And you'll find the link for this worksheet in the description. So don't forget to check it out. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching. And I'll see you next time.